Once upon a time, there was a young girl walking through a wooded forest, and she came across a mythical creature. She did a second take at this mythical creature and realized that standing before her was a unicorn. Oh, the unicorn was beautiful. Big, soulful eyes. Gorgeous, dark, flowing locks. And an amazingly large horn on his head. The young girl walked up to the unicorn. Cautiously. And the unicorn spoke. "Why, hello there, pretty girl. What are you doing here?" And the young girl replied, "I got lost. I was taking a shortcut through the woods and I got lost, and I don't know where I am." The unicorn, although the little girl didn't think it was possible, the unicorn had a smirk on his face. "Oh, little girl, you're right where you're supposed to be." The girl was fascinated with the unicorn. And she approached just a little bit more and asked whether she could touch the unicorn. Again, the smirk grew bigger on the unicorn's face. "Of course, little girl." So the young girl tentatively stretched out her hand and ran a hand from his shoulder down to his rump. "It's so soft," she murmured. The unicorn turned his head and looked at the little girl with his big, soulful eyes. "I have many more places for you to touch, little girl." The little girl gasped. "Whatever could you mean, Mr. Unicorn?" The unicorn smiled and looked at her and said, "I want you to really dig those tiny little fingers into my fur . So the little girl stroked the unicorn again from shoulder to rump, but really dug those fingers in and felt all the muscle hiding beneath the hair and the fur. It was so strong, so muscular. The unicorn turned a little bit more and asked the little girl if she was fascinated with his horn. Wide-eyed, she looked at the horn. It was big and thick. She nodded, "Yes, Mr. Unicorn. Yes, I am fascinated with your horn. It looks so big and hard, but also sharp and dangerous." The unicorn chuckled darkly. "Oh, but looks can be deceptive." The little girl tentatively reached out and stroked just one fingertip along a small portion of the unicorn's horn. The unicorn groaned deeply and shuddered, and the little girl gasped. Before she realized what she was doing, she had both hands wrapped around the hard unicorn horn, sliding slowly from the base to the tip. "Mr. Unicorn, this feels so hard, but velvety smooth as well. The unicorn shuddered again. Little girl. The little girl approached a little more and whispered, "I need to taste it, Mr. Unicorn. I need to know what it tastes like." The unicorn stamped his foot and groaned again. "What are you doing to me, little girl?" As he said that, the little girl leaned forward and just the tiniest tip of her tongue tasted the horn. "Oh, Mr. Unicorn. I've never tasted anything like that." She was unable to stop herself as her mouth and her tongue began running around the outside of the unicorn's horn, from the base, slowly up to the tip. "Mr. Unicorn, I can't put this in my mouth because it's sharp and dangerous. But what would happen if I carried on licking and sucking and nibbling at your horn?" The unicorn stamped his feet a little more, shook his fur out, looked at the little girl and said, "Little girl, if you lick and suck and nibble on my horn, then I am going to make you mine." The little girl looked at the unicorn and said, "What do you mean, make me yours?" And the unicorn looked back at the little girl and said, "You have a choice. You can walk away and remember this fondly, or you can stay and be my little fuck toy."